I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Stick around to learn how God is moving through today's current events in the Philippines and in China. And listen closely because he's calling you to find your place in the story. We'll begin today in the Philippines, where twin terror attacks struck the southern islands this week, killing at least 15 and injuring more than 75. Now, both attacks are believed to have been suicide bombings. Joe Handley of Asian Access tells us.
So in the southern parts of the Philippines, there are these terrorist groups influenced by what is now the Islamic State that have been influencing that part of the country, really with a kind of Islamic front attacking the southern islands.
The military now says it might instate martial law in the country to shut down further attacks. Handley says,
there are people who respond in fear and kind of lock themselves in. And of course, they have to obey the authorities with these different things that'll happen. They may have curfews and things, and they'll follow those rules. At the same time, you have people that are trying to be a light in the midst of the chaos, and they will reach out to those in fear, trying to console, encourage, and come alongside of them in the midst of the chaos that's ensuing.
Many in the Philippines are more open to the gospel right now, especially Muslims who witnessed the violence of radical Islamist groups with horror. So pray peace would come to the Philippines, and pray the church would shine the light of Christ into a dark situation. Meanwhile, people in Niger are angry following a French travel warning issued earlier this month. Travel warnings affect tourism, and as one of the world's poorest countries, Niger can't afford a loss. Open Door senior analyst Ilya Jari says,
Niger is a fragile state. The country is doing its best to deal with the Islamist insurgencies. On top of that, consequences of the COVID pandemic. So it's adding more pressure on the whole community, particularly the religious minority.
France issued the warning after an August 9th terror attack that left six French aid workers and two locals dead. Many in Niger feel betrayed by a friend.
Basically saying Niger is a difficult country, you can't go to Niger. That's the message, and that's why Nigerians are shocked by this warning coming from France, which is a key ally in the fight against Islamist insurgency in Niger and the rest of the Sahel.
Muslim-majority Niger has few believers, so pray they won't suffer loss from these political developments.
Pray for all this, for the Christians, even though they are a minority, to continue to exercise their faith freely. Christians form a tiny minority, but the constitution guarantees the freedom of religion, so a clear separation between the political power and religion.
And lockdowns and restrictions around the world are slowly being lifted. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says,
so from a COVID perspective, as far as the lockdown, as you said, it seems to be loosening a bit. That's our perspective. But from our perspective of Bible, you know, partnering with our folks over there to distribute Bibles seems to be opening up a bit. So we're excited about that.
But the lift on restrictions hasn't stopped governments from trying to hinder the spread of the gospel.
You know, when there's crisis, that's all opportunity. Opportunity for God to work and for folks to examine their own lives and to where they're putting their priorities and those kinds of things. But it's also opportunity for those who oppose the church to take steps forward to gain tighter control.
Pray for our fellow believers as they work in China.
For the church that continues to have that strong presence and strong conviction towards the gospel, and that Christ is Lord, and not let the government, oppress them to a point where they stop being the church as they are commanded to be.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.